This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have them all in one room, ladies and gentlemen. Well, a virtual room, anyway. We have Chris O'Brien somewhere in Arizona, Gene Steinberg, who knows, and Nick Redfern in Texas. But he's not a cowboy. Or have you, because of the years you spent in Texas, Nick Redfern, have you started wearing the Western hat and the six guns and everything?
No. I just T-shirts, jeans, bandana. That's about it, really.
You have not become an honorary Texan.
Oh, well, I'm an honorary Texan. I just don't wear the cowboy gear, that's all. I like it in Texas. I like the cult, the Texas culture and everything. And the paint is just, you know, I just do my own thing clothes-wise. That's awesome.
I really have to talk to my niece. She and her husband have lived in Houston for a while, but I haven't heard from her for several years. I haven't heard anything about what might have happened as a result of that hurricane. So I just hope that she's all right, that Lori's all right. But I haven't heard from her. You kind of wonder. Sometimes you lose touch with family members. She's my niece.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out. Lori Kincaid, her name is. So if anyone knows her, you know, tell her Gene's looking for her. Find what she's doing. Before we get started with our Halloween, one of our Halloween shows about shapeshifters and all those weird creatures, even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. You remember that, right, Nick?
I remember that bit from the old Universal movie, The Wolfman. Yeah.
Right. There were a couple of different versions. One was the autumn moon is bright, the other one the moon is full and bright, because they wanted to make the phenomenon happen all around the year, so they changed the way things were done. So before we get started, we've got multiple threads in the PowerCast forums, and Nick, you might want to get involved in this once Chris and I talk about it, mentioning the one, the only, Tom DeLong, and this event that he had, and I'm not sure what To the Stars is going to do, but it's not disclosure, it's raising money for some advanced scientific projects. I've lost track of this. Nick, have you been following it at all?
Well, yeah, I have. You know, I mean, it began really, just as an aside, I actually met Tom DeLonge about 8 years ago, and he wasn't a speaker or anything like that. He was attending one of Ryan Wood's crashed UFO conferences in Vegas, and he particularly wanted to see Jim Mars, who was on the speaker bill. And I recognized him, who he was, and, you know, we had a chat all about sort of UFOs and punk music and whatever, but so, you know, it shows his interest actually does go back a long, long time, even though it wasn't sort of publicized back in sort of 2008, 2009 when he went to see Jim Mars talk. Yeah, I mean, sort of lately, you know, the way that it all began in the last year or whatever more, you know, it all kind of started off that this was going to be sort of the road towards UFO disclosure, you know, that he had sources and information, and this was all going to come tumbling out, etc., etc. And it didn't, and it hasn't. You know, like you said, this is nothing to do with disclosure. It's all about, you know, sort of advanced technologies and getting people on board, you know, with funding, etc. But none of this surprises me because, you know, over the years I've written numerous articles about disclosure, mysterious universe, and I have no faith, and I've never had any faith that disclosure's coming. I think it's all just garbage. You know, it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. It's like, how many times do we have to hear it's coming and it never comes? It's not a case of me giving up on disclosure. I've never had any faith in it in the first place. I think it's just, there's just nothing to it. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, when the whole MJ-12 document thing kicked off in 87, when the MJ-12 document surfaced, people were saying, oh, you know, this is going to be the first step to disclosure. And then, you know, Stephen Greer was talking about it in the early 2000s, then Steve Bassett, and it still hasn't come. So, you know, if it comes, you know, we'll see. If it doesn't come, I won't be at all surprised at all. You know, and Rich Dolan was also talking about it, you know, sort of after disclosure, what the, you know, what the result would be. Well, you know, that's all fair and fine. But you can only really predict what life's going to be after, like after disclosure, when you actually had disclosure. So for me, it's a case of, okay, been there, seen it, done it, you know, move on, because it's clearly, you know, the pattern is just going on and on and on. Of, there's never any breakthrough at all. There's just people claiming there's going to be a breakthrough.
You see, what bothers me about all this is I'm accused of keeping my head in the 1950s, but all this stuff is just repeating the 1950s all over again. Whatever they did then, they just change a few words, a few planets, and they just repeat the same old nonsense. The thing that bothers me is if there was ever something real to disclose and some real event that might happen, who would believe it after all this?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of interesting questions to be asked if, you know, disclosure does come. For example, you know, one of the interesting ones is if disclosure isn't what people are expecting, then they're going to say, well, it's still not disclosure. I mean, let's say, for example, the government says, yes, we're going to disclose, and they say aliens did crash at Roswell, then, and we've got five bodies or four bodies or whatever, ufology would be over the moon, you know. But if they then said, but cattle mutilations are just germ warfare experiments, you would have some researchers say, no, that's garbage. Aliens were doing cattle mutilations. So in other words, we may, even if we get disclosure, because of prejudices and deeply held belief systems in ufology, if ufologists don't hear everything they want to hear, then the chances are they'll say it isn't real disclosure. So even if the government, you know, is doing this out of the good of its heart, you know, they're still in a difficult place if people won't accept the government's version of disclosure. You know, I mean, what if they said, yeah, we've got all, you know, all these bodies from Roswell and everywhere else, but alien abductions is just dreams. It's nightmares in people's heads. You know, again, you'd have that position of people saying it's not real disclosure. So, you know, if it comes, there's going to be problems based on what the government says it actually knows.
Well, one thing that is very intriguing to me is the cast of characters that now have been publicly identified by DeLong, which includes some pretty interesting individuals, including Hal Puthoff, who I was a little bit surprised to see allowing his name to be attached to, you know, this kind of ex sort of grade B rock stars company. What do you make of the actual participants involved in this, Nick? We got some pretty high-powered individuals.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think the important thing to note is that there are some high-profile, high-powered figures in it. But we're talking about something that deals with sort of future alternative technologies and things like that. So they are the kind of people that you would perhaps have on board. But that's not what we were told that DeLonge was going to be involved in when he first came on board. So, in other words, it doesn't surprise me that this program with alternative technologies, et cetera, would have such people on board. But I think that makes perfect common sense. But as I said, that isn't what people were expecting the unveiling was going to be. I know from speaking to most people I spoke to that they thought what was going to happen was that there was going to be like an announcement that DeLonge and, you know, people attached to him had these insider sources, and it was going to be like a vehicle to get this information out there, and it would be a form of disclosure. Well, it's nothing to do with disclosure at all. Even the issue of advanced technologies, you know, there's no solid allusion that it's connected to alien technology.
Right.
We'll have more about this, but then we're going to go into shapeshifters. Nick Redfern, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're talking about Nick Redfern's book on shapeshifters, but let's get through this first, all the stuff about alleged disclosure. What also surprised me, and Paul Kimball has been ragging on her, I think, for this and other reasons, is that Leslie Kane glommed on to this Tom DeLong story in an article at HuffPost. And I kind of wondered about that because I didn't think of her as a person who'd get really interested by this.
I article. But, I mean, what I would say, I think why the whole issue of disclosure is so appealing to a lot of people is because after 70 years of no proof coming through, I think people view it as sort of the last chance to get the proof we're looking for. In other words, you know, it's kind of like the one thing that could blow the whole thing wide open would be disclosure. So I think that's why, even though I don't think it's coming, even I acknowledge that disclosure is the thing that could open the doors. And I think that's why people find it so appealing and why they're so drawn to it, because it's the make or break thing. And I think for that reason, more than anything else, that's why people are driven to it, because since 1947, the government hasn't come clean. And also, the intelligences behind the UFO phenomenon, the real UFO phenomenon, they haven't, you know, sort of landed on the White House lawn, or there hasn't been some widespread sudden appearance in the skies of thousands of UFOs. That hasn't happened either. So in other words, nobody is disclosing us or them. And people, I think, as you know, as they get older and they see time running away from them, they get more and more driven towards, well, we've got to get disclosure because, you know, in 20 years or whatever, they're going to be 95 or something, and they won't have got the answers. So I think that's why it's so appealing to so many, because it doesn't promise we're going to get answers, but it's the one way conceivably that we could get answers. So that's why people are driven to it like a magnet, you know.
Well, I think at this point in my age, I have to say that unless it happens real soon, I won't be around to see it. Not that people my age are old anymore. You know, I run across people in their 80s and 90s routinely now. So I expect that, you know, I'll be around and maybe there will be disclosure, but probably there will be self-driving cars first so I can get around when I can't drive anymore.
Well, you know, I think the important thing to sort of realize, and it's like a realization, is that regardless of who says what, or, you know, the promise of this or the promise of that, nothing has ever come through. You know, I mean, I've been to conferences in the past, 2001 and 2002, where people were saying, oh, I've got insider sources, you know, and it's coming in 2002. 2002 comes around, it's coming in 2003. And this kept going on and on. In other words, the likelihood we won't get disclosure. And why I say that is because you just have to look at the past. It hasn't happened despite all these promises. So why should we even assume that it's going to happen after all that? You know, my view is that nobody delivered on it because nobody can deliver on it. And the chances are nobody will deliver on it. Because the way I look at it is the big question that often doesn't get asked. It's not a matter of whether we get disclosure. It's what benefits the people hiding it to disclose, you know, and if they have nothing solid or beneficial to them to disclose, they won't disclose. So I think the important thing is to think about that. Is there a reason why, from their perspective, that they should disclose? And if there isn't, they probably won't. You know?
So I don't know what's going to happen with this crowdsourcing project from Tom DeLonge. I don't think it got a lot of coverage.
And the reason why I think it didn't was purely and simply because it was not what everybody was initially led to think it was. Yeah, advanced technologies, alternative technologies, you know, new ways of, radical ways of, you know, introducing new technologies. That's all cool stuff. But, you know, it's nothing to do with releasing, you know, the files on Roswell or the files on the Cash Landrum case or what the government knows about abductions. Regardless of what we got now, that is what people thought were coming. That is what people were led to think was coming.
I kind of disagree a little bit, Nick. I've been saying all along that it's just another way for someone to attempt to monetize the subject and to make money. So it met with my expectations 100%.
Well, I mean, that may be the case in some cases, but I mean, you know, with DeLonge, I mean, Blink 182, you know, were and still are a huge band, you know, sold in the millions. literally millions of copies. So I don't see him as being someone who needs to do what he's doing. I mean, it's not like most bands who, you know, go on until they're 70, you know, or like the Rolling Stones or, you know, bands like Aerosmith, who announced not too long ago, you know, their farewell tour when they're sort of pushing 70. You know, he's what, late 30s, early 40s, something like that, maybe. So in other words, he's, as a rock star, he could continue doing that for years and still have a massive income. So I'm not saying there aren't people in Disclosure who, you know, see the monetary angle of it, but I don't see that with him. I actually do think he has a genuine interest, but I don't see him as someone who is short on pennies, you know.
Well, you know, with rock and roll, you never know. Some of these people just live beyond their means. No. He's 41, and he'll be 42 on December 13. And I did find a story in a site called the AV Club. Tom DeLonge is crowdsourcing a spaceship. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. And remember, he's a former member of Blink 182, so we don't know how much money he actually pulled in. It's possible he didn't pull much at all.
Well, I would be kind of facetious.
Bear in mind, their sort of big album that they kicked off in the late 90s called Enema of the State, I mean, that was a huge seller. That was, like, you know, gigantic in the UK, where I was still living at the time. So, you know, and it's only been a couple of years since he quit the band. So, you know, we're talking about 13, 14 years of being an extremely successful band. So, like you said, I mean, unless somebody really lives beyond their means, I honestly don't think, you know, he's short of cash.
Yeah, I was actually being a bit cynical, and I didn't really mean that literally, that he needs money. But I do think that the underpinnings of this whole thing does, I think, revolve around monetizing the subject, whether he's doing it for his own personal enrichment or for other maybe more altruistic motivations. I'm not sure. But I just, you know, it's hard not to be, you know, to get a little cynical when you're dealing with this subject and in the way that the Greers and the, you know, but some of the people in this field that are obviously in it for personal enrichment under the guise of being real genuine and having, you know, genuine motivations.
We have more to come with Nick, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracaster.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Enough of disclosure. Gone. Kaput. Not going to happen. In my lifetime.
Well, I don't think it'll happen, but I seriously don't think we've finished with the subject. I think somebody's going to come forward in the next few months, a year, whatever, and say, oh, yeah, you know, disclosure's still on target. I've spoke to a high-ranking general, et cetera, et cetera. Whether they have or not, in some cases they may well have, but, you know, I think a lot of this is sort of dangling a carrot in front of ufology to make it look stupid when ufologists say, oh, I've been told it's coming, then it doesn't. I think there's that part to it as well, like the anticipation. And, you know, maybe there are genuine leaks, or leaks that appear genuine, I should say, put out to fire up ufology. And then when it never happens, people get cynical, they get skeptical, and they move away from the subject because nothing happens. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't like an orchestrated program somewhere on the inside to say, hey, you know, it's time to tell the guys again that disclosures come in and we'll just disillusion them a bit more and a few people will walk away from it. I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't go on as well a bit.
The book from Nick Redfern is called Shapeshifters, Morphing Monsters and Changing Cryptids. And one review on Amazon kind of sums it up. We live in a strange, strange world. Do you explore the original legends where these things emerged from in this book?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of books have been written over the years of shapeshifters with the, you know, the vast majority of them focusing on tales of werewolves. Now, if you're going to do a book on shapeshifters, you've got to have at least a couple of chapters in there on shapeshifters. And I've got the first three chapters in the book do deal with that angle, you know, going back to sort of ancient tales, folklore, myths and legends of werewolves in the classic imagery that people talk about, you know, shape-shifting, full moons, silver bullets, the whole thing. But a lot of it is sort of based in, you know, folklore and mythology. But what I didn't want to do was just sort of go over old ground and just write a history of werewolves, because you would just be using, you know, the same old cases over and over again. So what I did was to sort of dig into a lot of my files where I got some really weird stories where people had said they'd seen shapeshifters in terms in relation to cryptozoology, to the UFO subject, even to in relation to Men in Black cases. But in a lot of these reports that I've got, which I talk about in the book, the shapeshifting isn't, you know, sort of like, you know, some guy bursting out of his clothes and, you know, sprouting hair and fangs at the sight of a full moon and slaughtering a bunch of kids in the woods. You know, it's actually, most of the cases aren't like that. It's almost what we might call like an energy-based shift, where these things can perhaps somehow alter their, either alter their appearance to where we perceive them as having shape-shifted, you know, where maybe they have the ability to make us see what they want us to see. Or the idea of sort of the manipulation of matter, even. For the most part, you know, witnesses aren't talking about the traditional angle of, like as I said, you know, that you would expect to see some, you know, like the Underworld movies or American Werewolf in London. There are very few cases like that, but there is still what we would call shape-shifting, but it's kind of alternative to what most people's perceptions really are.
Did you happen to catch the article that came out a couple, 3 days ago about the recent appearance of the monarch in England, Queen Elizabeth? All of a sudden, the Twitter was overrun with people claiming that as they were watching her on some TV coverage, all of a sudden, people were freaking out, saying that she had shape-shifted momentarily into a reptilian form. And I forget what the Twitter tag was. It was hashtag reptilian queen, became one of the top 10 Twitter, whatever they call it, tweets or whatever, or buzzes for a period of time after this allegedly occurred. Did you hear about that? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I mean, it's one of these things where it's almost like too good to be true, you know. I would, you know, I'm sort of sitting back and waiting for the whole thing to come tumbling out one way or another. Personally, you know, I don't think the royal family are flesh-eating reptiles at all. I have no love for the royal family. I think they're outmoded, outdated, and they just really exist to bring tourism and, you know, the monetary aspect of tourism to feed the country, so to speak, or the economy. Because, you know, we have a prime minister, which is like the equivalent of a president. It's not like the queen or the royal family rule the country. You know, we have political parties, Conservatives and Labour predominantly, that run the country. So, you know, in other words, for me, I think they should be abolished. I think, you know, the concept of a royal family is just so outdated. They just exist for no reason, really. So I'm not a fan of them. But I don't think they're sort of flesh-eating reptiles either.
No, they just eat money. David Icke is one of the people responsible for this reptilian stuff.
Well, he is in relation to, you know, the royal family angle, etc. But, I mean, throughout history, you can find tales of, you know, of reptilian-type creatures. I mean, a good example, if you look at sort of Mesoamerican history, you know, Quetzalcoatl, you know, was like has been sort of perceived as like a reptilian type creature. You know, you can find stories kind of similar, like lizard people and so on, you know, throughout, you know, a lot of 14 history. But as interesting as this breaking story is, you know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it comes down to the fact that, you know, if somebody's got the footage or whatever, that it'll be manipulated footage. You know, sometimes these stories are interesting, sometimes they're too good to be true, you know.
Obviously, we know, of course, that the monarchy in Great Britain is certainly outmoded. There's another story, by the way. Is Mark Zuckerberg actually a lizard?
No, I don't think so. I should stress, I actually, you know, don't really put any faith, for the most part, in the angle of, you know, people shape-shifting into lizards. I mean, you know, we're not talking about a strange creature that can alter its form. We're talking about people that can take on the forms of reptilians. That's where I have the problem with. I mean, because I actually do have some cases in the book where people saw, like, a strange creature morph into a reptilian and then morph into something else. But there was no human component. And that's the thing that makes me very skeptical about these shape-shifting reptilians in the royal family, is we're expected to believe that human beings can transform into reptiles. And for me, that's sort of too far. Yeah, it's too far, too extreme. The idea that a human being could take on the form of a reptilian. But I'm quite unminded on the idea that some of the paranormal things I talk about in the book could take on the form of a reptilian. So either it's not true, which I don't think it is, or, you know, the only way I could see that the royal family could turn into reptiles would be if they weren't human to begin with, but they clearly are.
Well, I remember in the TV show True Blood, which you may or may not have seen. We'll have to break in a moment. The way they do it there is they would apparently take their clothes off because it was kind of a raunchy R-rated show, and then they'd become whatever they're going to become. But there was no limit in what the shapeshifter could become. It could become a werewolf, a wolf. It could become a bird. It could become all sorts of things. We have all sorts of things, by the way, on the After the Paracast podcast, an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. To learn more about it, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Shapeshifting is our subject with Nick Redfern, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, I was expecting Chris to howl like a wolf. Werewolves of London. I like that song, though, the one from Warren Zevon. Except I always had the impression when I heard that song that he was kind of making it up as he was singing it. Don't know if I get that impression. All right, let's move into it. There is, however, a mental illness or something where someone is a lycanthrope, where actually they believe they turn into wolves.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, a situation where you have this sort of psychological condition where people, you know, over the centuries have believed they've transformed not just into sort of wolves, but into numerous different types of animals. For example, in West Africa, you know, they have these leopard cults where, in some cases, you know, they dress up in leopard skins and, you know, they fashion these leopard claws. But in other cases, they really believe, you know, they get into altered states. They believe they can take on the form of a leopard, but then actually not physically changing. It's like it's a radical alteration in the mind. You know, you can look at some of these stories of werewolves from the Middle Ages where, you know, they were slaughtering children, etc., where they were clearly deranged serial killers who believed, you know, they were transforming into various animals, including wolves. So, you know, there's no doubt that certainly some of the stories of werewolves in the distant past and, you know, up until 15, 1600s, etc., were people with deranged, you know, mental states. It's an important part of the story because it demonstrates this other side of shapeshifting, you know, the idea that you actually don't change, but you believe you're changing. And, of course, people in that state can be highly dangerous. And, you know, it's a fascinating part of shapeshifting, but which has its origins in the world of medicine rather than in the world of the paranormal. You know, there's various reasons as to what might have caused, you know, someone to change. I mean, one example would be like ergot. You know, if you get that into your system, that can cause graphic hallucination. And, you know, people do believe, you know, they're sort of transforming into bizarre creatures. We don't really fully know why that is the response and the reaction that people have, you know, but they do have it. So it's important to sort of make a distinction between what may be a supernatural change versus just some crazy guy rampaging through the woods and killing people, which a lot of those earlier cases were, you know.
Also, I wonder here if this is a symptom of some kind of multiple personality disorder where someone doesn't physically change. They simply seem to become someone else and behave like somebody else. Then again, we can consider the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to be a shapeshifter because you had two different men with somewhat different appearances as Dr. Henry Jekyll and, of course, Mr. Hyde.
Well, yeah, and I mean, a good example like that, you know, when you talk about multiple personalities, you could have a multiple personality where one is more sort of animalistic. I mean, one of the most sort of infamous werewolves, if you like, of all time was a guy named Peter Stubb, who lived in Germany. And he was responsible for killing no end of young children. And he became known as a werewolf. I mean, that's literally what he became known as within Germany, this sort of deranged serial killer in the 1500s. But there was a werewolf angle to it where he believed that he had this girdle that he would put around his middle, and then when he put it tied together, he supposedly changed into like a werewolf, and his body would be covered in fur, his hands would turn into paws with talons, and his face changed to like a wolf-like muzzle, kind of like a German shepherd. Now, there's no evidence that anybody saw him changing like that. Those were the rumors, and that's what he claimed. But if you read the story carefully, it's clear that he was the only one who ever definitively recognized the fact that he was changing. So everybody else kind of, you know, saw him as this deranged character roaming the woods. So, you know, I think cases like this, you have multiple personalities, you know, where one personality is human and one is more savage, you know, that I think that actually ties in some way with, you know, people have multiple personalities today, but for the most part, they're human personalities. But the idea that you could have multiple personalities and one or more of them being a savage creature, you know, I think is not an impossibility.
Well, I certainly wonder how far afield this gets. Now, we think in terms of shapeshifters, well, werewolves, certainly.
Mm.
And we think of birds of some sort. But what range of creatures do we see in reports of shapeshifting?
Well, yeah, I mean, to talk about some sort of really weird ones, which really, unless they're hoaxes, and I don't believe they are, you know, the only pathway they can go down is the paranormal pathway. I mean, I'll give you an example, which actually ties in with a reptilian angle, which I don't dismiss because the other form was also supernatural. It actually came from a woman I interviewed when I was at the 2016 Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant. You know, you got a table there and people come up to you and share stories. And a woman came up to me, this was on the second day of the conference, and said, you know, can I talk to you about something that happened to me? I said, well, yes, sure. And it was a case involving the black-eyed children, which, you know, have these sort of semi-MIB type overtones attached to them. You know, these pale-faced kids who knock on people's doors late at night, try and find a way into the home, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and their kind of modus operandi, so to speak, is quite similar to the men in black. And, of course, you know, they wear black hoodies, they look pale, and they try and find a way in, which is all characteristic of the men in black. And the women in black stories too. And I expected that was what the story was going to be, you know, because having written several books on the MIB, I just assumed she wanted to share a story related, you know, to a semi-connected angle, namely the black-eyed children. But the more she got into the story, I realized that it was going in a different direction. And she said that there was a knock on the door late at night, and, you know, it was sort of 10 or 11 at night, and made her jump out of her skin. She was like, who the hell's that? So she went to the spy hole, and as she looked through the spy hole, the front door, she saw these two creepy kids dressed in black, looking really pale, with their heads face down, so that, you know, she couldn't actually see the faces properly. But then they looked up as if they had responded to her presence, and she saw the solid black eyes, which terrified her. And from there, she said suddenly they kind of like shimmered in a heat haze, you know, when you're driving on the road and the road's red hot and you kind of get that shimmering effect. It was like that. And she said they literally transformed into like 7 foot tall to 8 foot tall reptilian type creatures and then vanished. She was like plunged into a state of like complete hysteria, she said. And she was still traumatized by it, you know, long after she told me the story. Of course, one of the big ironies was that it actually happened in Point Pleasant, you know, which is home to the Mothman, you know, another weird creature. When we were sat there, you know, chatting about it, she didn't come across as anyone, you know, didn't come across crazy, didn't ask for money or anything to tell the story. She just genuinely was worried and wanted answers, you know, could help her with any answers. But, I mean, that's a classic example of where I think it's more feasible, where you have a creature that is already paranormally themed to begin with, namely the black-eyed children, and then takes on another shape-shifting form. You know, when it begins as something that's non-human, I think that makes it more viable, you know, in terms of having the ability to take on multiple forms. I mean, I know, you know, Chris will know this with his research as well. I mean, the skinwalker, you know, can take on multiple forms and has these, you know, definitive kind of paranormal aspects to it. So I think, you know, this story I included because it was such a fascinating and weird one, an alternative that people just probably wouldn't have heard of before, you know, the idea of the black-eyed children being shapeshifters, which makes me wonder, what is their real form? You know, have we ever seen them in their real form?
No. You mentioned skinwalkers, Nick. Were you able to come up with any new sets of information about them? There's really not that much out there if you attempt to research the subject. Dene cultures, Navajo and Apache, are quite superstitious and very closed-mouthed about a lot of that information.
I did give an overview of the skinwalker issue, you know, the phenomenon. But, yeah, you're right, I didn't really come up with anything new on that particular aspect at all, but I felt, you know, I had to include it.
We've got more to come on Shapeshifters with Nick Redfern, Gene and Chris. You're in.
All right,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.